Thank you for calling customer support. This is Marcus speaking. How may I help?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Hello?
Thank you for calling customer support. This is DeMarcus speaking. How may I help you?
Okay, is this Santander?
Yes, let me see here. Can I have your zip code, ma'am? Let me see what kind of account you have for it.
02748.
Zero 02748 in your first and last name.
This is Emmanuel, E-M-A-N-U-E-L. Is this the fraud department?
No, ma'am. Were you trying to call your bank?
Yes, I am.
Oh, no, ma'am. We're a third-party call center. We deal with a limited amount of products.
I'm sorry. I can't hear you. You're what?
We're a third-party call center. We deal with a numerous amount of products and a numerous amount of companies, ma'am. We are not affiliated with the bank.
You're not affiliated with the bank?
No, ma'am.
Okay. All right. I was just going to call the bank and give them the cancellation number of a purchase that I started and then decided not to do. And I talked with the company, and I was in order to get the cancellation number. And I guess I have to go in person to the bank. Okay. Thank you.
Well, one second, ma'am. I want to ask, now, you possibly have an account with us.
Pardon me?
I was stating to you, you possibly have an account with us. Can I get that zip code again so I can see if you have an account?
I don't have an account with you. I don't have an account with you. I talked to this phone number.
Yes, ma'am.
Because it was in reference to a fraud that was tried on my card. And what I need to do, rather than do the whole process all over again, that'd be pretty confusing in the bookkeeping. It'd really screw you people up. All I want to do is give the bank that I do business with my cancellation number. That's all. So have a really nice day, and talk to you later, or maybe not.